Yeah, vacant lot or vacant area.
Okay, which?
Vacant lot would be the term that would come.
Okay.
Mine.
Now, where might you get a drink of water in a public building?
A water fountain.
Okay. Let's see. Can you describe or name some different kinds of cars and trucks? Now, I don't want brand names. I want just general descriptions.
You mean you don't want like Chevrolet or Ford?
Right, yeah.
Let me see. Vega, Pinto. Is that?
No, I don't want the brand names.
You want like?
Well, how about, what would you call the small ones with only two buckets?
Oh, I got compact cars. And luxury cars and limousines and middle-sized cars.
Can you describe these?
Well, a compact car would mainly have room for four, and it's got a smaller engine, and it's usually a standard transmission.
Mm-hmm.
And your middle-sized family car, usually it seats 5 to 6, and it's automatic transmission with a larger engine, air-conditioned, heated. Radio, and then your luxury cars. Whew. I'm just dreaming. Your luxury cars, they could seat some of the large ones, 7, 8 limousines, you know, luxury cars, limousines. They have larger engines, nice interior, soft seats, power windows, and usually have a good driver driving it.
Do you have any names for very large, pretentious cars?
Limousine.
Okay. And what would you call the type of car where, if you want to get into the back seat, you have to pull the seat up?
A two-door sedan.
Okay, and the other kind is called a?
Four-door sedan.
Okay, and what about the kind with two bench seats and has a gate at the back that can be lowered?
Station wagon.
And what about a type where the top comes down? They don't make them anymore, though.
The top comes Cadillac. I mean, not a Cadillac, a convertible.
Okay.
I'll dream it again.
What kind of small trucks might bring small items to your house? For instance, a florist.
A van, pickup truck.
And what's the difference there?
Well, a van is usually like a driving closet. It's enclosed in the pickup truck. The bed is not closed.
Okay. What would you call the small trucks that most farmers have for hauling small amounts of feed or something?
Pickup truck.
And what might you take to the airport instead of a cab?
Taxi.
Yeah.
Limousine. Airport limousine.
Okay. And what kinds of public transportation do they have here?
Buses and taxis.
Okay. Where is the speedometer on your car?
Straight in front of the steering wheel.
What do you call that thing?
The dash.
Okay. What would you call the entire piece that goes all the way across underneath the windshield?
Underneath the windshield?
Yeah, you know, you've got the windshield here and then the whole piece across.
The dash.
Okay. What's the little place over on the right side of the dash with a latch and a lock on it that you keep things in?
Oh, the right side?
Right side.
Glove compartment.
Okay. And if you had several maps, you might need something to keep them together. It stretches. What would you call that?
A rubber band.
Okay. And you had a few sheets of paper. You wanted to keep them together, you might use a little metal thing.
Gym clip.
Okay. And where do you keep your spare tire?
In the trunk.
And what do you push with your foot to make the car go?
Accelerator.
Okay. How do you shift gears in a car without automatic transmission?
I use a clutch.
And what's the whole thing called?